Actually, you know, I liked it quite a bit. I've always liked this vehicle. It's based on the Camry, and I think it's Lexus's best-selling vehicle. And I mean, I can see why. It's very comfortable. It's luxurious. I actually, a few years ago, I needed to get out of the house a little bit, so I drove the customer shuttle for Lexus here locally one day a week, and they were using an RX. Well, it was an RX 330 at the day. As the customer shuttle. So I got to spend quite a bit of time behind the wheel on that, other than just reviewing. And I was quite impressed. I liked it a lot. The thing I liked about that one was it had a pretend manual shifting mode on it that wasn't available on other ones at the time. Now that is back on this new RX 350. Actually, it's the 2015 I've just been driving, the first of the 2015s I've been able to get my bum into. And yeah, it's a great vehicle. I mean, it's kind of reminds me, it's a very Canadian vehicle. I mean, not only I believe it's built in Canada, but I mean, it's very nice. It's very pleasant. It's has good power. It's inoffensive. It you know, won't rub anybody the wrong way. It's kind of like a Canadian.
It's sorry, you know.
That's right. Yeah. It needs to have a speaker or something in case you cut somebody off so you can go, sorry, sorry.
So in its price range, or for what the vehicle is, can you get something cheaper that's as good, or something more expensive that's better,
Well,
or?
there's a lot of vehicles in this range, and I mean, as far as better in that, I don't really know if there's one that's actually better, but I mean, there are certainly ones that are different. You could get a Volkswagen Touareg in this range. You could also, well, the new Porsche Macan coming out probably starts around this range.
Really?
By the time you option it up, it probably doesn't finish there. But you know, there's a million. The BMW X3, you know, the Infiniti has, oh, I forget what it is, the J. Well, they've just renamed it the QX something. I don't remember what it is, but I didn't like it anyway. But anyway, you know, there's a million. The Mercedes-Benz has the ML.
And what is the price of that vehicle, Jim?
Well, the model I had was called the Sport Design, and it starts at $50,600, which is you know, it's a little bit of dough, but it's in there considering what it's competing against. It also had the touring package, which adds just over 5,000. So it came in that with the taxes, well, not the taxes, but with all the, you know, the dealer stuff on it at 57,800. And again, that is pretty serious coin, but this is a very nice vehicle. It's very luxurious, and in that niche, it's very competitive.
All right, Jim Brays, our live 88.5 Car Crasher. His review of the Toyota RAV4 crossover is coming up in just a moment. It's the morning startup on live 88.5.
Well, this one's getting rad reviews everywhere you go. It's ba-dum-bum. Actually, you know, it was redesigned last year, and I really didn't like it. Not so much that I didn't like the vehicle. I just didn't think it was as good looking as the one before. I seem to be in a minority there, and boy, you sure see a lot of them on the road. So, you know, once again, it shows what I know. I was also disappointed that you can no longer get a V6 in it. That said, the 2.5 liter four-cylinder, which puts out around 175 horsepower, is more than adequate. I just like more power.
Is there a version that has turbo or anything like that on it?
No, there isn't. I wish they'd do a sport version. That would probably be a lot of fun. But no, they don't. Toyota doesn't usually do sport versions, and when they do, it's, well, yeah. They don't usually do sport versions. When they do, they'll put on this racing development stuff, which means, you know, they'll give you different hubcaps or something.
One of the things that's different about this vehicle is the gate on the back.
Yeah, for years, well, ever up until this new generation, the RAV4 tailgate always opened from the right. The hinges were on the right, so you'd have to open a handle on the left and open it out. So if you're parallel parked, what you're doing is you're opening the thing against the curb. So if you're significant other or whomever is standing there with arms full of groceries, you're opening the tailgate right into that person's face. Now they're doing it properly. It opens up like a tailgate should, and that's a really nice thing to see unless you're really short.
How's the interior on this and some of the electronics?
You know, it's comfortable. There's lots of room. It's well designed and lots of storage space. It has a decent Bluetooth system. It all works well. The instrumentation is fine. Tilt telescoping steering wheel and you know, steering wheel mounted controls. Yeah, I really liked it. Now, the one I had was the second from the top of the line. It was the all-wheel drive XLE. They also make a limited model, which starts at around $32,000. This one I had ended at about $32,000. So you know, you're getting a little extra stuff on the Limited. And I think Limited means that they're only going to make as many as they can possibly sell.
That's right. And what do we got for money, a price tag on this thing?
Okay, well, the base price of the all-wheel drive XLE is $30,280. So you can get into a RAV4 for around 25 entry level. So that's, you know, that'll be the lower end, the front-wheel drive. But if that's all you need, that's fine. And it's a nice vehicle, and it's a Toyota, so it's going to run forever.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. You'll find a list of everything that Jim talks about at live885.com, and then click on Startup and a link to all the previous reviews. Thanks very much, Jim.
You're welcome.